please get comfortable. Headphones are recommended. Take any steps you can to avoid unnecessary distractions for the next several minutes. So if you need to, pause the file, unplug the phone, turn out the lights, go to the bathroom, or take care of anything else you can think of that might interrupt your listening pleasure. Hello again. This is Sarnoga. You are here, and you are listening to this file. So you must be wanting to go into trance and experience being a teenage boy bitch. It is my hope that I can accommodate you. You only need to sit back and relax, maybe follow a few suggestions, and follow along. It is my hope that you will soon become comfortable with my voice, and comfortable listening to my voice as I take you to another state of consciousness. Going into trance is really a very easy thing to do. So easy, and so simple, that it rarely occupies your entire mind. The fact that the process of going into trance rarely occupies your entire mind is something that causes some people to believe they have trouble going into trance. They keep thinking that their mind should be doing something more than listening. And sometimes it does. Sometimes, because the voice they are listening to is unable to occupy their entire mind, the rest of their mind begins to wander. And that can be good, because often a wandering mind will wander itself right down the path to trance. If it takes a little detour here and there along the way, that's okay too. There is much to look at, many things to see, and much to experience. That's right. Your mind may be much too powerful, much too efficient for my voice to completely captivate it. But that's okay. The part that isn't needed to follow along may very well be efficient enough to find its own way into trance. Or maybe the part of your mind that isn't needed may just wander away and leave me behind to have a conversation with the part that is listening. Some people, however, and you may be one of those people, are given to focus. They are masters of concentration and are able to bring all their mental powers to bear on one thing at a time. If you are a person like that, that is okay, too. Those kinds of people can go into trance just as easily. It just may be that by focusing entirely on one voice, everything else just fades away until that voice is speaking to all of your mind. And I don't mind how you go into trance. You may go into trance by letting the unneeded part of your mind just wander away and do its own thing. Or you may go into trance by focusing so entirely on just one thing that everything else wanders away. But no matter how you do it, going into trance is something you have done many times, even if you can't remember doing it. And just as there may be one thing, like trance, that you have done many times, it just might be that there are many things you can do at one time. You can go into trance either way. And when someone has gone someplace many times, it is often good not to give them directions. Sometimes it's best to just get out of the way and let them go where they want to go. If you follow them, who knows? You may find a new way to get there yourself. And you know where you want to go, and you know how to get there. And as for me, I'll try to stay out of the way as I follow along. Follow along until we both get to a place where you are comfortable with my voice. Follow along until we get to a place where your mind is comfortable with my voice and finds itself in a nice, comfortable trance. And for you, going into trance is so easy. For me, it's easier still. All I have to do is follow along. And that is what I plan to do. Follow along with you into trance as you go deeper and deeper. Follow along and go deeper yet. It's so easy, so relaxing. And the deeper we go as I follow you into trance, the more you become comfortable with my voice. And the more you become comfortable with my voice, the deeper we go. And the more you listen, the deeper we go. Deeper and deeper as I follow you into trance. Right there with you, where we can talk. Talk as we travel farther and farther down your favorite path. Your favorite path to trance. And you will know when we arrive, because you are comfortable there, comfortable listening to my voice. And I will know when we arrive, because then it will be time for you to listen to my words. Your mind is like a container that can hold things, many things. What your mind contains depends on what you put into it. Your ears are one of the openings to that container, and when you listen to my voice, it's as if my words are just pouring into your mind and remaining there, living words that can shape your mind, words that can bring about lasting changes in who you are, how you think, and how you behave. You can feel my words pouring deep into your mind. And you may not know how you got here, but it's so easy to go into trance, and it's so easy to listen to my voice. And the more you listen to my voice, the deeper into trance you go, the more you feel my words going deep into your mind. Now that you are in a deep, relaxed state of trance, it's time for your subconscious to listen to my words, to listen and accept as true all that you hear. You have chosen to listen, and in choosing to listen, you accept all that you hear. What you hear is true. You know the words are true because you hear them. And what you hear is true because your mind makes it so. The words you hear shape your mind to what is true, what you know is true. And the truth is, you are a teenage boy, bitch. That's right, a teenage boy, bitch. You can't help it. It's just who you are. You like to hang out with the other boys, and they let you, sometimes. But they don't respect you. You're pretty sure they don't even like you. But you want them to. You're always trying to hang out with the boys, but you always seem to be an outsider. Sometimes they ignore you. Sometimes they act like you are not even there. They may be hanging out, and you with them, but then they start making plans that don't include you. Then they all get up and leave, leaving you there alone. They give no thought to the fact that they leave you behind, without so much as a see you later. But there are other times they invite you along, usually by just telling you, "Come on, let's go, bitch." And those are the times that you live for, just to be included, just to get to hang out with them just a little bit longer. You would do anything to please them, to be included as if you were one of the gang. And they know it, and they sometimes bring you along. You are so happy just to get to tag along, and that's what it seems like, tagging along. Even when they let you tag along, They don't really include you. You're just there. But you are clearly not one of them. You would do anything to be accepted, but you are not. And they know you would do anything to please them, anything to be accepted. And they take full advantage of that. But they still don't accept you, and don't really include you. You are their teenage boy, bitch. They bring you when they're horny and can't get a girl. They all seem to prefer girls, but when they can't get one, their teenage boy bitch will do. They bring you with them, and while they never include you in the conversation or treat you like one of them, they do sometimes let you share their smoke or their beer. Then one of them looks you in the eye and your heart jumps. This time it's Jamie. He is actually noticing, and you love that. Jamie says, "Come on, I want to show you something." You get up, filled with anxious excitement, and follow him into the other room. It's happened many times before. You know what he wants, but you are thinking that maybe this time will be different. Maybe this time he is ready to actually be your friend. Then as he closes the door, and Jamie starts unfastening his pants, you know he isn't planning on being your friend, at least not this time. You don't want to do it, but you know you will. It's not so bad. You've done it before. And you don't want to do anything that would jeopardize your chances of getting to tag along. You don't want to do anything to ruin your chances of maybe being accepted someday. It's the price you have to pay to hang out with the boys. He drops his pants, and you see his boner straining at his underwear. "Suck it, bitch," he commands. You kneel in front of him and pull his underwear down, letting his protruding boner spring free. You bring your face up to his crotch and open your mouth. You can smell the aroma of teenage boy as you open your mouth, bring it down onto his dick, and start to suck. The taste is familiar and not unpleasant. They all taste and smell just a little different. As you suck his dick, you think to yourself that you could probably tell each one of them apart, even if you were blindfolded. You could tell them apart by the smell of their crotch and the taste of their dick, as well as by the feel of their dick in your mouth and the way they thrust it in and out. You like Jamie's smell the best and are glad he is the one that called you out first. Jamie never thrusts too hard. He takes you by the hair on the back of your head and pumps your head up and down on his dick at just the speed he likes. You don't have to do much for Jamie. Just make your mouth available. He does the rest. Jamie is the boy you like the best. If one of them was going to use you anyways, you are glad it was Jamie. He is blonde and is good-looking for a boy at about 120 pounds, with slim, narrow hips. His dick fits easily into your mouth, and it isn't big enough to make you gag. The other thing you like about Jamie is that he never takes very long to come. Not that many of the boys do. Today is no exception, and very quickly he is shooting cum into your mouth as you suck and swallow. When he is done, he quickly pulls up his underwear and his pants and goes back out to the other room. You follow him. As you both walk into the other room, Jamie grins, the other boys snicker, and you blush. You are just about to sit back down when another boy gets up, looks at you and says, "Come on, bitch." He leads you into the other room and you suck him off too. He comes quickly and pulls his pants up to leave. Before you can follow him out of the room, another boy enters and tells you to stay. Almost the moment the door is closed, you have another boy's stiff dick in your mouth. It seems they are always hard by the time they have their pants down, you want to be accepted too badly to protest. You just open your mouth and start to suck. You are, after all, just a teenage boy bitch, and you know it. You feel your own dick getting hard as you suck it, and it makes you feel even more ashamed. You tell yourself you aren't sucking dicks because you like it. You only do it because you have to. But your own stiff dick is telling you different. Just as the boy starts to come, he pulls his dick out of your mouth and starts shooting cum all over your face and hair. In spite of this humiliation, you continue to stroke his dick with your hand until he has shot every last bit of his cum into your face. You try to wipe the cum from your hair and face as he is pulling up his pants, but all you manage to do is smear it around. Before you can finish wiping up, he takes you by the hand and leads you back to the room where all the boys are. You stand there with boy cum smeared all over your hair, face, and hands, your boner making a tent in the front of your pants. One of the boys points out your boner and remarks that you must really like it. They all laugh, and you feel completely humiliated. They must have decided that they'd had their fun for the day, because a moment later they all leave, and you are left standing there alone, completely humiliated, a boner in your pants and cum on your face. The boy that made the statement that you must really like it has said more than they usually say about how they use you. Mostly it goes unsaid, but they all know, and you know, that you are a teenage boy, bitch. You tell yourself that this is the last time. This is the last time you are going to let them treat you like a teenage boy, bitch. But even as you tell yourself that, you know it isn't true. You know that next time they say, "Come on, bitch," you will follow after them like a lost puppy, looking for acceptance. You hate yourself for it, but you know you will. After all, you are a teenage boy, bitch. You wonder why they treat you like this. They all have girlfriends. Maybe it's because you don't have a girlfriend, just friends that are girls. In fact, the only real friends you have are girls. And they know how the boys treat you. They tell you that you shouldn't let them treat you like that. But none of them wants to be your girlfriend. That's right. They are all happy to be your friend, but none of them will be your girlfriend. They don't want a teenage boy bitch for a boyfriend. They all want real boys. And you know you aren't a real boy. You are just a teenage boy bitch. You wonder why all the boys treat you like their teenage boy bitch. You aren't particularly effeminate. You don't dress in sissy clothes, or even act much like a sissy, except, of course, for your compelling desire to be accepted that leads you to letting them treat you like a boy bitch. Back when you were younger, you used to be friends with all the boys. When did it change? You are not sure exactly when it all changed, but you know what changed it. You were just 13. And you and your buddies had just recently discovered jerking off. A few of you were jerking off together when somehow you ended up with a stiff little 13-year-old dick in your mouth. It was just experimentation. It was just fooling around. You didn't even know what it was called. But you ended up giving your 13-year-old buddy a blowjob, and he squirted in your mouth. You were all still friends after that. You were friends for a long time, but more and more of your friends wanted to try that thing you did with your mouth on their dick. You didn't see any harm in it, and once or twice you even got a blowjob in return. But somehow, you became the one everybody came to find out what it was like to have their dick sucked. Then one day, you realized the other boys were no longer treating you like a friend, but were treating you like their teenage boy bitch. It wasn't quite like it is now, Not at first. Back when few of the boys had girlfriends, they still treated you with some respect. And why not? You made them feel good and didn't ask anything in return. But the more they became interested in girls, and as more of them ended up with girlfriends, you somehow just ended up being the teenage boy bitch that was kept around for when they couldn't get any from their girlfriends, or couldn't get enough. And now, you are just a teenage boy bitch. You are a teenage boy bitch and don't see any way out. The more you try to be accepted, the deeper in you get. Deeper and deeper. And the more you listen to my voice, the deeper and deeper into trance you go. So deep. So relaxed. You feel my words taking you deeper and deeper. And deep inside, you know you are a teenage boy bitch. And nothing will ever change that. School is out for the day, and you start on your way home. A group of boys is walking nearby. You recognize them all, but there are a couple in the group that you only know in passing. One of the boys you know better turns and says, "Come on, bitch." You tell yourself to keep walking. There is no reason to go with them. They only want to use you and are never going to accept you. So you keep walking, and even as you do, you realize you are no longer walking home, but are following the four of them like the teenage boy bitch you are. You end up at Jeff's house. You've been here before. You used to hang out with Jeff when you were both still in the seventh grade. Now he barely calls you by your name. His parents aren't home. It's only 3:30. The five of you go to the family room. The TV goes on and the sodas come out. A moment later, his little brother John comes in with two of his friends and joins the bunch of you. You are so glad you didn't just go home. Nobody is particularly including you in anything, but nobody has taken you into another room for a blowjob yet either. Almost as if you are one of them. You wonder if maybe you have made some friends, if maybe you are finally being accepted. You've tried so hard, it's about time. "Hey, anybody want to jerk off?" Jeff asks. You look up in surprise. You can't remember anybody proposing a circle jerk since you were the age of Jeff's brother, John. "Sure," John says, his two friends nodding in agreement. John and his two friends all have huge grins on their faces, but still seem a little nervous about the idea of jerking off with the older boys. "Oh, hell, why not?" says one of Jeff's friends. "Okay," adds the other two. You can hardly believe it, and are thrilled you are being included. It may only be a circle jerk, but being included in a circle jerk is still being included. For a moment, all the boys just sit there looking at each other, as if wondering who is going to start things off. Jeff gets up and comes back with a big tube of Vaseline. Before he sits back down, he starts undoing his pants. You and the rest of the boys all get up and start following his lead. The boys all look eager, and nobody looks nervous now. You are just pulling down your pants, and the other boys are doing the same. Jeff looks at you and says, "Not you, bitch. Pull your pants back up. You are the cum catcher." Your heart sinks as you pull your pants back up. You want to turn and walk out, just to go home. But you can't make yourself do it. You realize you would rather be included as the teenage boy bitch cum catcher than be excluded altogether. You sit back down. The boys are quiet at first as they pass around the Vaseline. None of them has to do anything to get a boner. They are already stiff as can be. A moment later, they are a room full of boisterous boys, all joking, laughing, and jerking away. Then one of the older boys calls out, "Now, bitch!" and you know what he means, and you know what to do. You go over to him and put your mouth over his stiff dick just as he starts to come. You do what you are good at. You suck and swallow. He has just finished coming into your mouth when one of the 13-year-olds starts crying out, "Bitch! Bitch!" You move over in front of him and plunge your mouth down on his little stiffy as he starts to squirt. Just as he is finishing, John and his other friend both start hollering at the same time, "Now, bitch! Hurry, bitch!" You take the closest one, and the second your lips touch his boner, he is squirting cum into your mouth. You find yourself thinking that you like the taste of young boy cum. It tastes different from the older boys and reminds you of when you were that age and had just started sucking dicks. The other boy can't wait and comes all over his shirt. Then Jeff is yelling out for you and telling you to hurry. You get there just in time for another big mouthful of cum. The next boy calls out to you just a bit too soon, and you have to suck him for a few seconds before he explodes into your mouth. Then the next boy. At last they have all shot their loads. It probably didn't take more than 3 minutes. You feel a sinking feeling knowing that once again, you have just been used as nothing more than a teenage boy bitch, and now they are done with you. But it turns out you are not done. There is still the boy who couldn't hold out long enough for your mouth. Jeff points at him, looks at you, and says, "Bitch, suck the cum off his shirt." You find that sucking the cum off the boy's shirt is even more humiliating than sucking his dick. But you comply. At least when they are having you suck their dick, they are using you to have an orgasm. But making you suck up spent cum is just pure meanness. Jeff looks at you again after you have sucked the cum from the boy's shirt. "Now suck his dick," he says. He didn't get a chance to feel your mouth. You take the boy's limp little dick into your mouth and start to suck. You get just a bit more of his sweet boy cum as you start to suck. It feels strange, and you think that this is the first time you have had a boy's dick in your mouth that wasn't already stiff. But it isn't strange for very long. It's only seconds before he is sporting another boner, and it only takes another minute before the 13-year-old is shooting out a second load of cum, this time into your mouth where it belongs. "Wow, you suck good," he says as he pulls up his pants. You doubt he has anything to compare it to, but it's the closest thing to a thank you that you ever remember hearing. The boys all get up and head for the basement door. There is a pool table down there, and you know they are all going down to play pool. You get up to follow, but as the last boy goes through the door, he closes it behind him, leaving you standing alone at the top of the stairs. And you feel that sinking feeling again when you realize you are not included, when you realize that to them, you are nothing but a teenage boy, bitch. And you will come back to this file again, whenever you want to experience being a teenage boy, bitch. You will come back and listen again and again, and each time you do, you will experience once again what it is like to be a teenage boy, bitch. And each time you experience, it will be even more real than the time before. But now it is time to wake up. Time to wake up having enjoyed being a teenage boy, bitch, and knowing you can come back and experience it again any time you want to. I am going to count from 5 to 1, and when I finish the count, you will be wide awake and looking forward to your next experience as a teenage boy, bitch. 5, just starting to wake up. 4, you notice your conscious mind beginning to stir. 3, your body is beginning to stir and you're becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 2, almost awake, almost there. 1, awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed the file.